few live stream viewers. Dang, we're up to 8 people. So thank you guys for joining in the live stream. When are you having me on your podcast? David Ventures. I will add you to my standby list. I will add you. Send me a message on LinkedIn so I have your profile URL. So what's happening, man?
Not much.
What's going on? The first hour seemed like it took forever, and then the last two just like went by really quick.
Yeah, that seems to be it was pretty cool though.
Yeah, even though there was some dead time, like I went to take a break, I think it works out really good because then I can get so much content done in just such a short period of time.
Right.
Dude, I'm excited to hear you and Sean are working on a podcast together. That's really cool.
Oh yeah, he had asked me. Well, we've done a few like sessions just talking about different things around IoT. So yeah, it should turn out pretty good.
Yeah, he told me you interviewed what is it, Ugat? I forget his name always. Industry 4.0 TV.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that he was who I guess it was, but yeah, it ended up being that guy. It was pretty good.
Really good videos.
I mean, he pretty much interviewed him, and I just really just sat in there, and then he asked questions. I'd enter them, so he kind of.
Justin, is Sean using you for your influence, and you're just there, and you're not.
Maybe.
Just kidding. No, that's really cool that you guys are doing that. That's what I want to see more of. That makes me excited, and excited to see you. Hopefully, at if you're gonna, I don't know if you're gonna be in the Woodlands area on the 23rd, or the 24th.
September.
The 24th? Yeah.
Possibly. I don't know yet.
It's going to be Tuesday. I think it's the 24th. So the idea here is like, I actually have 4 sponsors in 4 days, in Louisiana, Skate Integrators and Service, then CSE Icon on the 24th, on the 25th, probably up in Dallas area with Walker 4.0 Solutions, Intellic. Then the 26th out in West Texas for Cohen Consulting, you know, oil and gas fields.
Right.
So it's going to be really fun. Yeah, the month is going to fly by really. It's kind of crazy how a month could seem like so long, but then when I'm planning like these days.
Yeah, it'll go by quick.
By really quick. So Industry 4.0, give us the lowdown.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really where you're sort of bringing, I mean, really, in a nutshell, I mean, you're really bringing like the process automation. I guess from our standpoint, you're bringing the automation side, the SCADA side, towards the IT side. So they're sort of us merging; those worlds are merging. You know,
right?
Where you're bringing all your where you're bringing data to the cloud. Obviously you're doing machine learning essentially in the cloud, essentially, or in the field as well. But I mean, from the things that affect our industry, that's kind of it in a simple sense. That's kind of the way I see it. Although Industry 4.0 is a much broader, you know, scope of things, you know, such as, you know, augmented reality, which is not really anything new, but it's sort of been also on its own little, you know, island as well. For a while too. So,
but it's not just the technologies; it's also like the people and the management, and
just the way you run your business is also is sort of, you know, in that same sense as well.
That's why it blows my mind when, you know, someone tells me like that they don't, that they're Industry 4.0, but they don't need to leverage video, and I'm like, well, you're not really seeing what Industry 4.0 really is. It's not just the industry technology. It's also, like you said, connecting OT to IT. And when I think of IT, I think of smartphones like this. I think of YouTube and content creators generating the demand for those products, right? When you have a new iPhone or like this new Sony A6400 camera came out like this year, dozens of videos from dozens of different content creators all reviewing it, right? Sony flew all of like a couple dozen content creators out to like Catalina. They all reviewed it, did video with it. They put them up in hotels, right? Here I am filming on a Sony A6400. So just saying, you know, like it works, right? So if you know, whomever Opto 22 or Rockwell comes out with a new PLC, They send it to you. They send it to me. We review it. We detail the benefits and features, right? Like you write your own custom application. You give your own unique perspective. You have your own following that you have a personal connection with. I do my own thing, right? Or maybe I don't even do a PLC review. Maybe I just do road trips and conference vlogs. But the point is, the way that these technologies are being brought to market is changing. And it's very much, that's obviously what I'm bringing to the table.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like you're talking about people, you know, manufacturers looking at, you know, having you look at their products. I mean, like that seemed to be more of a open thing now. People are more open to that whole idea now. I mean, it's like a one manufacturer, like has been sending me stuff. Like I guess after I released that white paper, you know, yeah. I guess I just call notes, but everybody seems to call it the white paper, but. Basically,
or wipe paper.
Yeah, wipe, it's whatever. yeah, they were like, well, what's your address? I'm thinking they meant my email address or whatever, but they were like, said, no, your physical address. Anyway, so I get home from out here and I had hardware, you know, nice. Or whatever. So they were, you know, so we've discussed like doing some, like, I guess white papers based on, you know, like, coming up with, you know, some little application where, you know, kind of testing out all the different features of their product and sort of presenting something out to the public about, you know, our experience or whatever. So anyway, yeah, that should be.
So being a LinkedIn influencer or a content creator, maybe even if it's not a lot of video, like white papers or even comments, just being active online makes you that industry 4.0 professional that people know on LinkedIn. That's why you're getting those products. How do you balance that with also using the technology? Because it's something I've always struggled with, you know, and I've leaned more towards the content creation and video side of it. But, you know, like, so at, like you and your role at CSE Icon or other people that are like you at their own firm that are building their own personal brand and starting to get these really good opportunities, how can you transform your own position? And obviously CSE Icon is embracing it, right? That's why they're sponsoring me. So with their help and blessing, how can you be able to leverage those, you know, those opportunities online while still providing value to your customers at CSE Icon and your own businesses?
For me, I try to connect the two, right? So like this particular manufacturer, another potential customer actually, because they asked for the white paper and they were presenting stuff to another one of their clients, it just happened to be that platform that they were wanting us at CSE to sort of try to help them implement a proof of concept IoT.
So it's like synergy.
Right. So ultimately, they asked questions about my thoughts on where they were headed with their development, essentially, of their system. But then ultimately, it just became because they were already pursuing that particular platform. And it was just literally a coincidence that that particular manufacturer happened to reach out to me because of the same paper, essentially. And that's sort of how, you know, the relationship from a hardware standpoint, you know, had sort of flourished. So right now in that, you know, situation, I'm still personally working with that customer in kind of a pre-sales sort of situation, trying to educate them on, you know, you know, how to tackle their project. Because right now their issue is they want to do all this stuff, but it's like they're really trying to keep them focused because they've done a lot of development. But it's kind of like, well, you don't want to just wipe all the stuff you've done because this hardware manufacturer has taken them as far as they're willing to take them themselves. So they've said, well, you need to go get help from someone else, right, or whatever. Yeah. So that's how they've sort of came out to me specifically, and then, you know, then I've sort of brought in.
It's almost like you're a sales engineer.
In a way, my role, like the CSE, and it's really a hard thing to explain sometimes, but basically,
right, especially live.
Well, no, it's, I mean, yeah, it can be that too, but I work pretty much, you know, obviously very on the technical side. So I'm working on the technical side of projects or the project management or whatever, but I also help them drive business into the company. So I'm also heavily involved in the business development.
Right.
Partially because I'm, you know,
because you're creating content on LinkedIn and creating a lot of followers.
Even before that, my goal was when I came into CSC.
Oh, you already had your own customer base.
Well, I had my own customer base, but my goal was to help grow their business. So, you know, so through my existing connections or new connections, because I have people reaching out to me all the time for just random stuff. Some stuff fits what maybe CSC does. Mm-hmm. Some stuff is like odd, like, I mean, who's asking? I mean, because there's certain things, you know, like CSC doesn't get involved in like circuit board design or something like that. So that sort of stuff is not something, you know, and, you know, from that standpoint. But like, for the most part, you know, everything coming in is, that's ultimately what, you know, I'm just trying to help
grow the business. Have you ever heard of a company called Cymation?
Yeah, Cymation, yeah.
Yeah. Now they were acquired a few years ago by Accenture, and then I think, I don't know if they still
operate. Yeah, they used to be part of Audubon, I think.
Oh, interesting. And now I think they became Accenture Industry X, Industry X.0 or something like that. Like, but I guess the reason why I thought of that was because they're another Texas kind of based oil and gas focused integrator.
They were a strange company. I didn't work with them. Like, I worked for an integrator that we would win projects over them with when we would bid to the company that owned them. And so it was like weird. It was like, okay, you have this integrator, but you don't use them on your own projects. It was like weird. So I never understood that.
What kind of blew my mind is how quickly they grew. I think they started like 2007 or something. And then like within a few years, they're like multiple hundred employees and like $40 million or something in revenue they were acquired. Their owner was a little bit younger. And it's just interesting. The reason why I ask is like, do you think CSC will ever become acquired, or like, what do you think the future of CSC is?
Well, CSC is part of a bigger, like they have a bigger parent company. So they have so there's CSC Global, which is based out of Singapore, which is actually where I think our president's at right now on some stuff.
Gotta bring me out there, dude.
So they're based out of Singapore. And so then they have, from my knowledge, I mean, I've only been here almost a year, so I'm still trying to figure it all out. But basically, like CSC Icon, and then you have like W Industries, which you may have heard of, and then like Control Concepts. So those are all like... those are all basically sister companies to one another. And then CSC Global owns all of them.
And CSC Icon is more focused on enterprise integration.
So CSC at one point was part of like W Industries, and then they split it off to form a true SCADA company, you know, like enterprise level SCADA company, because that's what they were doing. And so really W Industries, it's a fairly good... I mean, it's a really large company themselves. I mean, it's bigger when you look at like actual probably gross revenue. It's probably a lot bigger than probably CSC Icon, but CSC Icon probably more, it's probably ran more efficient. I mean, from what I understand, I mean, I may be wrong, but that's sort of what I understand. But yeah, I mean, from what I understand is CSC Icon started out of sort of being this like their enterprise SCADA arm the most part. And then,
so you guys recently became Ignition Premier Integrators. How has that affected your business? I also know you guys are also like big Wonderware integrators as well too.
Yeah, we're a certified Wonderware integrator. But yeah, the Ignition, I mean, their practice is, the Ignition practice is growing. I mean, I was talking to our like internal recruiter today because I'm looking for two resources for something else like out here or whatever, and they're talking about, we're talking about, I guess our Ignition group was trying to hire like three or four more additional I guess resources or whatever. So yeah, it seems to be that there seems to be a lot of projects coming in.
Do you think this economy will ever slow down? I was talking to my dad yesterday. He's actually thinking about getting back into the business. And I just told him, I'm like, I mean, now's a great time. Like, this seems like there's just so much opportunity, right? You're hiring, someone else is hiring. Like, I could probably, if I wanted to get a job just doing Ignition or what, I could probably do that, you know, pretty easily right now because the economy is just so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, I mean, I would say from an Ignition standpoint, is I would say, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of people, right. Even the companies. I mean, because people are switching to, you know, or either they're looking at moving to Ignition or they're deploying brand new SCADA systems. And so, I mean, there's kind of like a, you know, there's a big market out there. Well, not just Ignition, but other stuff. I mean, right now I'm involved in, but like, I guess I'm like this, like, odd person probably in CSE Icon because I'm helping like all these different groups. It seems
But I think, yeah. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say I'm involved in like at least three different SCADA platforms right now. Mm. I mean, so it's kind of,
It's hard to keep up with all three of those platforms, you know, or however many, because each new one you add, I mean, it's in some sense, it's like once you know one, you know them all, but then also,
there's nuances. I approach all stuff different. I mean, I feel like I approach stuff different. Everybody says they don't care about what platform is this, you know, Allen Bradley versus Siemens or Ignition versus ClearSCADA or Wonderware or whatever. But right. I mean, ultimately, I mean, I literally do not care because how I came into the SCADA side was I came from it from the standpoint of I was involved in building our own like SCADA system. So we weren't using like off the shelf platforms, you know, so I sort of came up that way. So ultimately when I moved
on good architecture,
so when
solid,
I moved from
solid foundation
to using, you know, like Intellution or Wonderware or going to Iconics or going to all these different other ones, it's like they all essentially accomplish the same goal. You do the same process to get there. It's just they got different bells and whistles, and some are probably function a little bit more efficiently than others, you know, in some situations. But some I've dove more under the hood of them than others. But, I mean, for the most part, like...
You've done a lot of Cygnet?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. Yeah. So I'm actually in this office here. I pretty much doing Cygnet probably 100 hours a week.
That must be nice. So tell me about Cygnet. It's one I've never really played a lot with. I know it's
Cygnet, I will say, of all the other ones, it's a little bit different, just the way that it's built and structured. Like, it's all services based. So everything is a service. So, like, you have, you know, so like, to set up your devices, you have like a device service where all your devices remain in there. So it's kind of like, if you look at it, it's kind of like you start up your Windows services or whatever, you know, like on your computer. Essentially, okay. Everything is broken out like that.
It's almost like WinCCOA kind of.
Probably, yeah. But it's really built for purely oil and gas. Right. Is what it is intent for. Everything's really tailored towards like oil and gas, you know. So
like the graphics or like what else?
No, the whole system is really built around like
it when you configure a well, it has context of what a well is. It knows what you're
doing. They integrate. Well, I mean, obviously you have to build out all of that, but ultimately everything, like in a large enterprise, everything is template driven. So actually in some situations, Cygnet fits a company better than like Ignition.
Right. I was going to say why?
Yeah.
Because it's more tailor made for oil and gas.
Yeah. Because oil and gas, you're feeding other systems. So say you're feeding like production accounting, you know, so a lot of companies will use either a software called FlowCal or they'll use software called Merrick or whatever. And so they actually are feeding the data directly from Cygnet through Cygnet into those systems. And so, like I said, they've got all these different hooks into these other platforms that are supportive.
Industry specific.
Are supportive of the system. So, or I mean, of your whole enterprise.
Right.
So, I mean, now at the end of the day, I mean, Cygnet can still do IoT. It can do MQTT.
That's what I was going to ask.
But really, I mean, none of the ones I've seen so far, at least the ones I'm working on, have really moved to IoT.
OPC UA and pull response.
Yeah, they use a lot of OPC, or they use a lot of direct drivers, or even if you're a big customer of theirs and you have this odd device, they will actually build the device driver for you. So in some situations, so like when I worked for one company, that's what they did a lot for us. Because we had odd devices that weren't really industry standard.
Is Cygnet, are they transforming or are they kind of legacy?
No, I mean, they're continuing to move the envelope, but
they're a little bit slower behind the curve.
Like I said, they have their Cygnet Edge, which basically get your data into the IoT sort of footprint. And then they have a product called Foresight, which is pretty much around analytics. Okay. So they, you know, so like say for like artificial lift or like well optimization, where you might be looking at doing some machine learning, stuff like that, that's where that platform software comes into play. So this customer I'm at, so we're using Cygnet, and then we're using Foresight for all of our like downhole pump, like optimization and analytics. So we'll bring in, not everything comes into that, but we're trying to actually migrate them. The client is trying to get away from the service companies like Baker Hughes or Schlumberger or whoever that they buy their downhole pumping systems from. They're trying to get away from paying those service fees for these online hosted services and put it all in the Cygnet environment. So that's
interesting. Because in some industries, I'm seeing it go away from like owning the infrastructure to cloud, but in oil and gas, it seems like cloud-based SCADA has been really popular.
The problem is with those companies is you're paying anywhere from $500 to $1,200 a well per month.
So that's a lot. That's a lot.
So you look at, you know,
enterprise. Yeah.
So you look at all those different things over time. Like if you're looking just in one area, you may be spending several million dollars a year.
Right. At that point, even ignition licensing might become too expensive. So you might as well just develop your own platform.
Ignition licensing, I will tell you, is nothing, not even in the same stratosphere as Cygnet licensing.
Mm, but the case in point is still at a certain point with enough scale, with a fixed price licensing model, you're going to come across a point where you're like, well, why am I paying $2 or $3 million to company X when I can hire like three engineers and we can develop our own platform from the ground
up? Like you can literally take ignition. And you could have your own, like if you are a customer and or even your own SCADA platform, it doesn't matter what the SCADA platform is. You can literally take away that software as long as you sort of put the thought process into sort of how you want it to function. At the end of the day, is my motor running? So what's my frequency? What's my hertz? What's my voltage? All those different parameters. And then you're also telling it, well, now I want to control it, right? So, yeah. I mean, SCADA systems have been controlling things forever. So, I mean, you know, so if you can do that, is you can control a downhole pump through your traditional SCADA system. Now, you obviously have to have a way that you manage it, right? So it stays manageable. But for the most part, I mean, in some situations, those hosted solutions are good because
– right.
It's not as expensive for someone that may only have
lower barrier of entry
amount. Right. But if you have a whole enterprise and you have all these tools at your disposal, like why would you
Do you guys have any, do you do any hosted solutions, or I know you have a product?
CSE Icon. We do hosted solutions for whatever the customer wants. Then we also have like from a Cygnet perspective, we also have a module that's like kind of like a mobile module, but it's really, I guess, a web module that is built around Cygnet. And then it's also built, or it's built for the Cygnet environment. And then we have it also built for the Ignition environment. It's primarily oil and gas, like a production type system.
Very cool. Well, we're coming across 4 hours here, and I just want to take a second to jump out to the live stream chat. Sean Terrell says he's totally using you, Justin. Rick Wagner said, "Hey, Zach, I thought I was up at 5:15. I guess I would have been 3:15. Sorry, Rick. I'm not sure why you didn't get the Zoom invite. We'll have to rain check on that one." Angie Dean says, "Say something, Justin. You're on Kudazi or Kudzi. Kudzi is the guy of the Industry 4.0 TV.
I guess.
Isaac Brand, automated guided vehicles, ignition based platform. So we got some people here. So quite a few people in the live stream. So this has been a really great Industry 4.0 themed podcast, and wouldn't be possible without guys like you and everyone else that joined today. So thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem. It's always fun.
Anything else you want to share?
Just a lot of exciting stuff going on. It seems like everybody in the community, pretty excited about the Ignition conference because I've never been. So
no way. Awesome. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. You have to let me know how it is.
Be interesting. So
you should do some video there. Or do after the end of the day, maybe do like a summary of what your thoughts are or your impressions. I think that'd be really cool. It would help fill me in at least, because I'll be in New Jersey speaking at LinkedIn Global. So that'd be really cool.
Was that during the same time?
Yeah. So I won't be able to make it. What are you looking forward to most for the documentary that I'm creating? What interests you about it?
I guess the different, seeing the different manufacturing environments across the country, because they should vary from when you go from one area to the other, just because of the markets that are in their area and stuff like that. I think that's always pretty cool. A lot of life for me, because I've done projects in different parts, all over the world, but specifically in the U.S. And it's kind of interesting to see, like, even though you're doing the same types of projects, they're in different industries or different types of customers or whatever.
Reminds me of a time I was in Italy. And we were going up like a gondola, like in, one of the mountains there. And, sure enough, there's like a Siemens HMI panel that was the control unit for the gondola lift. Yeah. And it's like, I guess it makes sense. We're in Germany, right? It's like markets. But at the end of the day, it's like, no matter where you go, you can't really get away from automation. So have plants and stuff planned, I could really just be like, at the gas station and like, wow, look, hey, there, guys, there's a PLC right here,
there's stuff all over.
Yeah. So anyways, Justin, thanks for joining, man.
Oh yeah. No problem. It was good. Hope you had fun with all your guests.
Yeah, today. Of course. Always, man. Always. We'll talk soon, man.
All right. We'll see you.
Peace out.
All right. See ya. Bye.
All right, guys, that's going to be it for today's 4-hour live stream episode of the Zach Scriven podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the Zach Scriven podcast YouTube channel. I will link that below. Also be able to listen to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Each one of these individual interviews will be published as a separate standalone podcast, so you guys can listen to those if you want. Feel free to share it, leave a review. And again, smash the like button and hit subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you guys so much. I'm truly honored and thankful for anyone who listens, anyone who sponsored the podcast or sponsored the, the road trip. Blows my mind away, but I'm just sharing this with you guys because if I could do it, you can do it. If it can surprise me, it will surprise you. So take that step, you know, push your envelope, pursue your passion, jump on video, and we'll see you guys in another video. Peace out.